All right, we're here with Saints General Manager Mickey Loomis at the NFL Scouting Combine. It starts to all mix together, Mickey, but now for the main reason you're here, the Scouting Combine, just what do you think, thoughts on this draft, especially after last year's draft, and you guys were able to fill so many needs, but, you know, what do you see about this draft, some of the strengths and maybe weaknesses of it?
Well, look, I think, you know, it's early, first of all. But I think that it's a good class. We'll be able to have an opportunity to get a good player or two in this draft, maybe a few more, hopefully. Different than last year, though, we don't have, you know, five picks in the first three rounds. So we'll have to be a little more judicious, I think, in, when it comes right down to it. We do have some later round picks that maybe we can turn into something good. But I'm encouraged.
You guys set such a high bar last year with that draft. Do you like having that pressure, I guess, now to, you know, especially, well, not just last year's draft, but the draft before that and the one before that. Do you like having that pressure now of people, the expectations of the Saints are going to come out of this with starters?
Well, we have high expectations for ourselves every year. We had some good things happen with the class last year, you know, thanks to the players themselves and our coaches and, a good job by our scouting staff. And, obviously we're looking to repeat that.
And now, obviously it's hindsight now, but when did you get a feel that that was a special class? I mean, was it, you know, draft day after you get everybody and you say, you know what, I think we got a few good ones here?
Well, you know, I don't know that you ever, you know, have a great feel for how they're going to perform in season, but I think early on I think every guy was what we expected and met the expectations that we had via the evaluation, so that was encouraging. And we had high character, smart guys, tough, productive, and at their schools. And they carried that forward. And again, I think it was a good job by our coaching staff and by the players themselves. They bought in and embraced coaching and the culture that we have at the Saints. And look, it worked out. That was year one, though. They've got to follow that up in the coming years.
Now, I know we ask you this, but how critical was the combine to that process? I know it's just a small part of it, but, you know, it seems like, you know, it's an opportunity to get to meet players, get to talk to them, get to find out a few things about them.
Yeah, look, I think every element is important, and this is one of those. You know, you have this impression. Again, we have these evaluations that our scouts have done, and our scouts have talked, about all these players, and we have expectations of how they're going to do here. So I think it's important that what we see here is important. It's one of the, one of the information gathering points that we have. And so that's it, really. I don't know how to say it any differently.
Now we've got an insider on the competition committee now.
Yeah, we do.
So how is that process? I mean, and what do you think about Coach Payton being added to the competition
committee?
Well,
look, I'm in favor of it. I'm in favor of it for a couple of reasons. One is that, it does give us some influence on an important committee. But secondly, look, Sean's really intelligent. He's been obviously a head coach for a long time now, and he has pretty strong viewpoints on a number of things, and he gets to he gets to air those viewpoints and be listened to, and so I think it's good for our league, number one, but it's also good for the Saints, and that we get to have some influence.
Do we now know what a catch is?
Well, you'll have to ask him. You'll have to ask him on that point. But look, that's a, we laugh about that, and yet, man, it's an important debate, and then even more important than the debate is how do you craft a rule and language that fits what we what we all want to see. And so they've got a tough job, but they've got a lot of really smart people on that committee, and they'll come up with something really good, I'm sure.
Last thing here, you were at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. The coaches were split off. They were in Orlando at the Pro Bowl. Was that a difficult bridge to gap or a gap to bridge, or was it pretty simple?
Well, look, I guess I'd rather be in Miami, right? Or Orlando, I guess it was, having a good time. But, listen, we're used to having them there, and that's their that's our coaching staff's, first look at a group of players from this class, and yet it's a limited group, much more limited than what they're going to see here. So, I thought we got some good work done by our scouts and our personnel staff at the Senior Bowl, and that was just one of the early steps. This is another one.
And I lied. I said that was the last one, but that's not the last one because we're going toward free agency, and we know that you guys are able to kind of buffer the team in free agency. So, I know there are obviously specific areas that you like to address, but how critical does free agency become, I guess, before the draft and enable you to take guys who maybe are the best available as opposed to having to reach because you're able to fill some needs in free agency?
Yeah, I think every year – we have a plan, and we have, things that we want to get accomplished. And the more that you can get accomplished in the offseason before the draft, gives you a little extra freedom in the draft. And yet I think you still, in the draft, have to resist, taking best available need over best available player. And so it's a balance. And I think that over the years – we've done a good job of being able to take the best available player, but this is another year.
Well, that's Saints General Manager Mickey Loomis. I'm John DeShazer here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis.